Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Veronica is looking for a second date update today with a guy named Aaron, and she's going to kind of walk us through it. Hi, Veronica. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Aaron, and how was the first date?
Well, I met him through a mutual friend, and I love second date update, and honestly, I'm kind of excited to be doing one.
Oh, good. That's good attitude.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have to, but anyways, it's cool. I'm happy to be talking to you. So I met him at our kids' soccer practice. His ex-wife usually brings the kids, but he showed up 1 week, and I noticed him. And then it was about like another month before I saw him again, and we were just talking, and then he asked for my number.
Okay.
And we started talking that same night. We talked every day for like a week before he picked me up, and we went to dinner, and everything was good, like really good. We had a great time, great conversation, and he was completely nice and sweet. And he ordered a nice bottle of wine, and I'm always really impressed when a guy knows about wine. And I really don't know what else to tell you. He's a really good guy. I didn't do anything really stupid or offensive. At least I don't think I did.
Right.
But that's what you guys are here for, to help me figure it out. Because the date ended with a hug at my door, and I had a sitter, and my kids were inside, so I didn't invite him in, and everything went great, so I don't know. So I hope you guys can help.
Well, how did the hug at the door feel?
It felt great. It was tight. It was kind. Like, it felt like he was interested.
Okay.
I'm always confounded, you know, and I just never have a guess anymore, because you just don't know. How many of these? How many calls have we made?
Oh, I'll have like a theory or have an idea of what it is, and then it never is even close.
Are you ever right?
No.
No.
Well,
no.
Rarely. There's been one. Rarely. Okay. Well, Veronica, is there anything else you think that we need to know before we take the break and call him?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Then why don't we do just that? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Aaron, see what he thought of his date with you, and where he sees you two moving forward. A second date update continues next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Veronica met Aaron at her kids' soccer practice, and they had a great dinner, wonderful time together, fantastic conversation. He's a nice, sweet guy. There was a nice, strong hug at the door at the end of the night. She thought it went great. Can't understand why this guy's not calling her back. And Veronica's had some time to think over the break. You hadn't considered any other clues or any other giveaways that you think might be preventing him from calling him back. You don't think he's involved with anyone else? He's on a long business trip or anything like that?
No, not at all.
All right. You ready to call him up?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
I know. You said you love second date update.
Yeah.
So here's your chance to experience it.
I guess so.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Aaron?
Yeah, who's this?
Aaron, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. I hope we didn't wake you up.
Oh.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm actually doing good. How are you guys doing?
You know what? We're doing great. I appreciate you asking. Would you have a few minutes to come on the radio with us? Have a little fun?
All right. I mean, yeah, just a few minutes, all right?
Yeah, sure. No, we don't want to keep you. It's funny. We got a phone call from a mutual friend. She's a fan of yours. Recently had dinner with her. Do you remember Veronica?
Oh, yeah. So what about Veronica? What's
Well, she told us how you met at soccer practice and the great dinner you had. She said she loved her conversation with you. You seemed like a super nice guy. She thought you were sweet. Unfortunately, she hasn't seen or heard from you since. I don't know, maybe you've been busy, you've had a lot of stuff going on, but you left a real positive impression on her, and she's beginning to wonder if she did something to somehow repel you.
Jeff, here's the thing. Like, I don't want anybody to take anything the wrong way, because she's, like, a very, very nice person. She's obviously a very good person, but I guess for me, it was just like she was a bit like wound pretty tight. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you have someone, like, know somebody who just like completely overreacts to like a situation, you know, like something small happens and then there's this like huge, you know, reaction.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unmeasured responses.
Exactly. So basically I picked her up at her house. We drove to the restaurant and while we're getting out of the car, she can't find her phone. Right. Mm-hmm. I get it. Phones are important or whatever, but I swear to God, it was like her hair was on fire. Like she just like totally launched into a panic. She's like, oh my God, I lost my phone. I can't find it. She's like kind of like screaming. I can't find it. I'm always losing things. Like, right. I don't want to buy another phone. I'm going to lose everything. All my contacts are going to be, all my photos are going to be gone. And it just went on and on and on and on.
Right.
And like the thing was, she got in the car. She turned her phone on silent in the car. And then the moment she stepped out, she couldn't find it. So unless she threw her phone out of the window on I-71, it was in the car, you know?
Yeah. There was nowhere that she'd been where she could have lost it.
Like,
it was just a matter of finding it.
Right? Like, it's not like there's a hole in the bottom of my car. It didn't, like, fall out somewhere. So, and she was just, like, totally freaking out. And look, like, I get it. The things are important. But the thing is like, what I was thinking, and maybe this is right or wrong, I don't know. But what I was thinking was, like, how does she manage having a couple of kids under 10 years old?
Yeah.
Because it's always a meltdown. And,
or, like, what happens when it's a real problem?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
How big is, like, the freak out?
And I'm like, I've got a couple kids under 10. I need to take care of them. I can't take care of you when you're having a meltdown. So, like, I need somebody calm. I need somebody collected. Slow heartbeat, slow moving, just somebody relaxed who doesn't lose their mind. So yeah. it just wasn't a fit for me. She's totally nice, but it just wasn't right for me.
Do you think, though, devil's advocate, because I'm a pretty laid-back, calm guy, but every once in a while, I'll have a little outburst when it's been a bad day and I can't control my emotions. Scorpio problems.
Well, look.
And then you just all out. Could it have just been like a really crappy day for her and you just happened to be there on that day?
That's totally possible, but here's what I'll say.
Expensive.
That's a weird way to let it out on the first date. You know, save that for maybe a couple of months of dating or whatever. And second off, the rest of the date was fine. It wasn't like we sat down and she was like, oh my God, I got fired. Oh my God, my grandma died. It was just like totally back to normal. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, let's let Veronica weigh in on this. Veronica, I know you're chomping at the bit. You're listening quietly in the background. Go ahead with your point.
Well, it was a brand new iPhone, and it was expensive.
Yeah, I totally get phones are expensive, but it was in the car. It was on the floor. There was just, like, absolutely no reason to go bananas over it. It was literally on the floor.
Okay, he's exaggerating. This is just some kind of excuse, because I wasn't going crazy. Like, he's just not being honest.
All right. I mean, if that's what you think, that's totally fine. But yeah, it's definitely.
Were there any other examples, Aaron, that indicated to you maybe she doesn't respond proportionately to the little things that probably happen?
While we were eating, there were just those little things where, like, the food wasn't quite right, you know, and it was just on the cusp, but I could tell we were in a more public situation. So there was other things where I was like, I just feel like this is going to blow up again.
Right.
And I just was like, I just don't want to do this. I don't have the energy for this.
Okay.
All right. Just different temperaments. I think this would fall under the umbrella of temperament.
Rolling down the highway at a different speed.
Yeah.
Different intensity levels.
Yeah. I mean, I know both kinds of people. I know the ones that freak out over everything and those that aren't bothered by anything. Even if it didn't feel crazy to you, Veronica, you know, it's all relative, you know. Your reaction is, even if you didn't think it was a huge reaction compared to how he handles it, it is.
Yeah, I guess we're just different people.
Fair enough. But, Aaron, we appreciate you taking the call. Thanks for coming on Second Date Update. We always appreciate that when people are willing to participate and play along. And, Veronica, I hope this doesn't taint your view of Second Date Update after now experiencing it, having it end this way.
I was thinking the same thing.
No, it won't. I still love you guys.
Best of luck to you moving forward, and thanks to you both again for coming on Second Date Update.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you need our help with a Second Date Update, we'd be happy to make a call for you. All you have to do is send us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.